Star Walker Studios presents Star Citizens United, a podcast dedicated to making the most of the future hit PC video game, Star Citizen. This episode is brought to you by Carrier Strike Group 3, a casual, mature, family-friendly, lore-based organization in Star Citizen. Greetings, citizen, and welcome to the Star Citizens United podcast. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. Today, I wrap up Season 3 and announce the winner of a brand new Reliant. Hello, citizen. Welcome to Episode 37 of Star Citizens United. I'm Lex Starwalker. Thank you so much for flying with me today. So this is the final episode of Season 3 of the show. So for today, I'm going to take a break from the lore and cover some other things. Namely, later on in the show, I'll be announcing the winner of our Reliant contest, and that Reliant is kindly donated by my sponsor, Carrier Strike Group 3. But before I get into that, I thought that I would take a minute to thank some people that have been kind enough to leave very nice reviews of the show. So first off, I want to thank Mystic Azrael for your review on iTunes. Mystic Azrael says, "Out of this world. Lex, without question, you have brought Star Citizen's lore alive for me. Keep up the good work." Thank you, Mystic Azrael. I really appreciate the review, and I'm glad that I am making the lore accessible and entertaining for people. I do try. I also want to thank Dr. Roxo for your 5-star review on iTunes. Dr. Roxo is from Z Special Unit and is from Australia, which is awesome. Dr. Roxo says, "Great lore. Thanks for making this podcast. It has been great for catching up on all the lore." Thank you very much. Speaking of international listeners, I also got a review from a listener in New Zealand, the beautiful country of New Zealand, which I would love to visit someday, and better yet, just visit and never come back. But unfortunately, unlike the United States, New Zealand will not let just anyone come live in their country, which I think is a brilliant policy, but not so great for me personally. So I want to thank Wandering Kiwi for your 5-star review on iTunes. Wandering Kiwi says, "Informative and enjoyable. I drive about 500 kilometers plus a week for work." Wow. "So I get plenty of time to listen to podcasts in the car. This one is one of my favorites. I love getting updates on the Star Citizen universe in the straightforward, factual nature of this podcast. Keep up the great work." Thank you very much. That's one of the most awesome things about podcasting for me is reaching people all over the world. And I love it when I hear from people from other countries. Very, very cool. So, you know, if you ever email me or message me or anything and you're from another country, let me know, or just let me know where you are in general, even if you're just from another state. It's just amazing, you know, how far reach these shows can have. I'd also like to thank The Swede for your review on Stitcher. And The Swede says, "Unique and awesome. One of my absolute favorite podcasts out there. Lex Starwalker is taking you through the lore of Star Citizen in an easy and interesting way. You get to listen to him read through and explain the lore while, in my case, driving to work. Support him on Patreon and listen to him here on Stitcher." Yes, thank you very much, The Swede, for your review. And yes, definitely go check out my Patreon at patreon.com/StarWalkerStudios. And that's for the entire studio, not just this show. I put out quite a few podcasts, so check it out. So again, I want to thank everyone who left reviews on iTunes. I really appreciate it, and it does help new listeners find the show. There are some people out there that actually, you know, look for podcasts the old-fashioned way, as opposed to just Googling. All right. So as promised, today I am announcing the winner of the Reliant giveaway. And again, the Reliant itself has been donated by my sponsor, Carrier Strike Group 3. And I just want to thank everyone who entered. We had a really good response and I had a lot of fun doing this. So I did the giveaway the usual way with Rafflecopter, and I actually did hear one person complain that there were quote unquote too many hoops to jump through for the contest. And, you know, whatever. This person must not comprehend Rafflecopter, because you don't have to jump through all of the hoops, as they say. You could have just jumped through one hoop, but the more hoops you jump through, the better your odds of winning, obviously. And, you know, if you're going to get something for free and you can't be bothered to visit a Facebook page or follow someone on Twitter or leave a comment on a website, then, you know, get over your entitlement, sir. Or just pay for your shit. I mean, come on. All right. So I want to thank everyone who entered. Had a lot of fun with that. And the winner of the contest is Mr. Tim Minch. So I sent an email to Tim earlier this morning, and I've already heard back from him. So we are getting him his Reliant. So again, I want to thank everyone who participated in the contest, and hopefully we'll do another contest like this in the future. So speaking of Carrier Strike Group 3, who donated the Reliant for this contest, I'd like to take a minute to tell you about them. They are a family-friendly, mature player group in Star Citizen, and they are a lore-based unit. So, you know, if you're listening to this show right now, you probably are into the lore of the game. So these guys might be a great fit for you if you're looking for some friends to fly with in the game when we can finally play the game. They like to roleplay player and ship histories, and they have a casual playstyle with squadrons and units for pretty much every interest in the game. Carrier Strike Group 3 is here to have fun and make friends, and they're not really worried about ruling the universe or trying to make the game into a job. And they already have an international player base. So these guys sound pretty cool, and I know they're cool because, well, for one thing, they sponsored the show, and for another thing, they donated a Reliant that Mr. Tim Minch is hopefully going to be flying around someday soon. So that's really cool, and I really appreciate them sponsoring the show and donating the prize for the contest. Very, very cool. And I really like, you know, that they're more casual. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, the hardcore players in this game, like there are in any game, you know, people who somewhere along the line seem to forget that games are about having fun first and foremost. And I used to play a lot of Eve in the day, and, you know, that game had the whole spectrum of player organizations, from, you know, ridiculously hardcore to where they expected you to stay from work to, you know, do something in game that they thought was really important, to, you know, the really casual people that were just there to have a good time. And personally, I have no patience for the hardcore people. I mean, I have a real life, believe it or not, other than gaming and podcasting. So, you know, I prefer to game with people that kind of have their priorities in order. And I think Carrier Strike Group 3 is an excellent group of people that have their priorities in order and still manage to have a lot of fun together. So definitely check them out. You can visit the show notes at starwalkerstudios.com/StarCitizensUnited and find a link directly to their page where you can learn more about them. So as I said at the top of the show, I am taking a break from the lore this episode, and that's mainly because I have exhausted all of the galactic guides that are out at this point. So for next season, season 4, I'm going to have to take a new direction with the show, and I am going to take a break before I begin production of season 4. So, you know, it all depends what is out there and what's available when I begin production for season four, as far as what I'm going to do next. I would like to keep covering the lore, because honestly, there's not really anything relevant to talk about otherwise. I mean, we don't have a game we can play. It's still an alpha. So I like to produce what is called evergreen content, which is to say, you know, 5 years from now, when the game is finally out and we can finally play it, I'd like people to be able to come to this show and listen to this show and listen to the old episodes and have them still be valuable and relevant, right? And, you know, if I spent every week just talking about Arena Commander and the latest Arena Commander patch, I mean, first of all, that would be a dreadfully boring show. I mean, what really is there to say about Arena Commander at this point that already hasn't been said hundreds of times? And for another thing, once the game is launched, no one's going to give a shit about Arena Commander anymore. No one's going to care about the alpha anymore. And the same thing with covering, you know, the quote unquote news around the game, right? You know, that's only relevant for a very short period of time, and then it's no longer relevant and nobody cares, you know? So I like doing the lore at this point because, you know, there may be some changes in the lore going forward. Either just they make changes and decide to do things differently, or, you know, once we can actually play the game, you know, we may be able to bring about some changes in, you know, the status quo by what we do in game, or just advancing the story in game. So, you know, some things may change with the lore, but I think for the most part, it's going to be evergreen content, right? You're always going to have the Xion and the Vanduul and all that. And you're always going to have these various star systems and companies that we've been talking about. So 5 years from now, hopefully these old episodes are still relevant. But that being said, you know, once the game is out, then obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but I'm going to take a new direction with the show for sure at that point. You know, probably by then I will have exhausted all the lore anyway. And at the very least, I'm sure I'll be sick of talking about it by then and ready to do something else. So when that will be, I mean, who knows? The release date just keeps getting pushed farther and farther back. So, you know, I may be an old man by then and too old to play video games. Who knows? But in the meantime, what are we going to do? I'm not sure. I'd like to still keep covering lore for the reasons I just said. I don't really think there's anything else personally that I want to talk about the game before launch on a podcast. So there are other options or other sources of lore that I can talk about on the show. You know, one listener suggested that I go into some of the ships, and, you know, especially ships where we have the actual, you know, manuals for them. I could maybe go through some of that stuff. So I think that could be fun. I think it's going to be challenging to make that interesting and not even more boring than listening to me drone on about fictitious companies. But that might be a possibility. Of course, hopefully they're going to keep adding to the Galactic Guide. So depending how long the break is between season 3 and season 4, I may have enough Galactic Guide material that I can keep doing what I've been doing and get another season's worth of content out of that. But as of now, it's kind of up in the air. And that's one of the reasons I decided to take this break. I've pretty much been going solid since the beginning of the show through 3 seasons without really taking more than a week off at any one time. And, you know, I've covered all the writer's guides. I've covered all the Galactic Guides at this point. I got the low hanging fruit out of the way. And, you know, anything left, it's a combination of how interesting will it really be to you and how much is there really to talk about, right? So I don't know. And I'd love to hear from you. Any thoughts or ideas you have, you can email me at scupodcast@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you ideas of different types of lore I could cover, or if you found some gem on the website or somewhere else that you think would be a good thing to talk about on the show, definitely pass it on to me. Or also ideas of where you'd like me to take the show, you know, when we can finally play the actual game, and what would you like to see me do with the show. I have some kind of vague ideas, but to be honest, I haven't given it a whole lot of thought because, I mean, I haven't even played the game yet. You know, how can I know what I'm going to want to do until I actually play the game a little bit? So who knows? But if you have any ideas, I would love to hear them. And you never know, you know, someone might have this awesome idea that just fires up my imagination and I just run with it. So I want to thank everyone who has subscribed and downloaded and listened to the show. I want to thank everyone who's left me reviews. I really appreciate it. I want to thank everyone who's given me feedback. I got a lot of great feedback from people entering the contest, because a couple of the ways you could enter the contest was leaving a comment on the website or various other ways. But I got a lot of great comments on the website, a lot of great feedback for the show. And I'm really impressed with you all. How few people just left some stupid lame comment on the website to get an entry. The lion's share of the comments were actually meaningful and had, you know, someone had something to say about the show or about Star Citizen, which was really cool. That's really awesome. So I really appreciate all the comments, and I really thank everyone who entered the contest. And unfortunately, there could only be one winner. I wish everybody could win. I also, again, want to thank my sponsor, Carrier Strike Group 3, and I just want to thank everyone for listening. You know, without you, there wouldn't be a show. I certainly wouldn't do it if nobody listened. Imagine that. Believe it or not, listening to myself talk about Star Citizen is not my favorite thing to do, although you can be forgiven for thinking otherwise. So again, if you would like to reach me, if you've got any kind of feedback or ideas for the show, you can email me at scupodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Google Plus. Just look for Lex Starwalker. And you can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. Please visit my website, starwalkerstudios.com. And there you can find the show notes for all the Star Citizens United episodes with links to the Galactic Guides I talked about. You can also find my other podcasts there. Also coming out, I have my Game Master's Journey podcast, which is all about tabletop RPGs. Beer Tasters podcast about craft brews and home brewing and just all beer goodness. And my new show coming out very soon, The Expanse Unofficial Podcast, a fan show all about the upcoming Expanse sci-fi show, which I am so looking forward to. Which, by the way, speaking of The Expanse, if you are interested in The Expanse, which I can't imagine why you wouldn't be if you're playing Star Citizen, go check out the Expanse page at starwalkerstudios.com/expanse. I have a link there to a Google Plus community that I have made for the upcoming Expanse podcast. And definitely go check out that community and join up if you're interested in The Expanse, because I post everything worthwhile that I find about The Expanse on there. So there are lots of videos with interviews with the various actors and the authors, trailers and behind the scenes stuff and just all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking for everything Expanse, that's a great place to go. Also, you already know this probably if you entered the contest, but I now have a newsletter for Star Walker Studios. You can sign up for that at the bottom of the show notes of any episode of the show. And I am going to be sending out a newsletter once a month. I'm not going to spam your inbox, just one email a month with just an update on what's going on with the studio and what's going on with all the various shows. So if you're interested in keeping up to date with Star Citizens United and any of my other shows, that's a great way to do so. So again, I want to remind you that I will be taking a break, so there won't be a new episode next week. Not sure how long the break is. If you start missing the show, feel free to shoot me an email or a tweet or whatever and let me know. And you know, if I have a bunch of people just begging for more, you know, I'll come up with something. But otherwise, I'm going to take a break and hopefully let some more lore accumulate. hopefully let us get a little bit closer to that mystical launch date of the game that's hopefully out there somewhere in the future. But again, I don't really know how long the break will be. So please stay subscribed. And if you stay subscribed, then when I start dropping new episodes, you know, you'll get them automatically. That's the beauty of podcasting. So I want to thank you so much for strapping in and flying with me through three seasons of Star Citizen United. Until next time, I'll see you out there. This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts. Please see all that Starwalker Studios has to offer at starwalkerstudios.com.